8:05. Denny Chavis Show is brought to you by Eva's. Get $50 off free alterations any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. Cloudy today with some rain, high of 65. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, not bad, 72. Partly sunny. Chance of some rain on Saturday, but 77, the projected high. It's 59 at the Q. Susie's here, Mother Teresa's here, and Paula. Yes, Denny and the girls hanging out with you on a Thursday. Throwback Thursday, the answer and the question coming up later on in the show. Dope of the day and stuff and our things. Hello, Paul.
Good morning.
All right. Did you watch Dirty Dancing last night?
No, sir. I was watching that 13 Shades of Grey or Reasons Why.
13 Reasons Why.
Yeah, on Netflix. Oh. Yeah.
Well, that's probably a very uplifting evening for you and your lady.
The first three episodes are telling a story, and I can see how the kids are getting all guilt-ridden and stuff, but I need it to get to the point. I need to start seeing some stuff. And for me, I'm going to try. I'm going to watch it, but it's...
Well, okay. If you saw the first three, you're hooked.
It is a warm-up.
All right.
I mean, they take their time with it.
It's no Dirty Dancing.
I'm trying to see if it's something. It's no. Yeah.
Thank God.
I'm trying to see if it's something that the kid suddenly lost interest and has no interest in seeing it. But I don't know if it's something that she should see, or if it's just
Do you talk to her about depression and bullying and suicide with your kids?
Yeah, we try to.
You try to. I'm not sure what that means.
Well,
you never ask.
We talk about things. She says, rolls her eyes. I know. One of those things. So
yeah, she's a teenager.
We keep trying to be there and all that crap.
It's enlightening. Let's just say it's enlightening.
Well, I'll tell you, if you want to be depressed, you turn on Dirty Dancing last night
on
ABC.
This is what I'm told.
Here's what I'm wondering about the show. And if you saw it and you want to comment, 419-240-1055 is this. Will this now convince Hollywood to knock it off?
Nope.
Even though Tom Cruise announced yesterday that a Top Gun 2 is going to be filmed next year.
Well, that's Top Gun 2. I was trying to think about that in my mind, but it's not necessarily a remake. It's Top Gun
continuation.
It's going to continue.
And it's him. It's not like somebody's playing Tom Cruise.
Right.
So it'll probably be okay.
And it's a full-on movie.
He's in his 50s, okay?
I understand,
no one's going to... It can't be... He can't be the main character in flying, jets.
Well,
he can't.
It's going to circle around drones, I guess.
Is that what it is? He's going to be standing on the ground, and they're going to have, drone wars or something?
That part I don't know exactly, but yeah.
He'll be some sort of commander of some sort at this point.
And then
is that what it'll be?
I bet. Yeah, he'll be some sort of commander, and then there'll probably be some young pilot that was similar to him when he was the pilot.
Okay, so if we can figure this out, it's probably going to blow. All right? I mean, are they out of ideas?
Yeah. There's not a lot of original thinking anymore.
You know the Baywatch movie is coming out. When's that come out? Today? Can you go
this
see
weekend,
it today?
Yeah.
This weekend?
And
it's getting crushed on the critics that have seen it.
I just want to go see
it. It's not even
Efron.
Funny. I was thinking
Rotten
it might
Tomatoes,
be funny.
Rotten Tomatoes.
I mean, The Rock's in it.
How can it not be fun? And that other kid who's eye candy.
Yeah.
What's
Zac
his
Efron.
Name? Zac Efron.
Yeah, he's cute.
I don't know how. What was that, Paul?
Nothing.
You're into him? Do you have his poster on your wall
at home?
Not
anymore.
Anyway, according to Rotten Tomatoes, it gets an 18% of Baywatch, and those are the critics, and 62% of the people that saw it. That's not good. 62% blows. And then Pirates of the Caribbean, that latest installment. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Mm-hmm.
That's getting 30% from the critics that have seen it.
And the regular people?
They don't have that one up yet. Because apparently that one hasn't been released for anybody to see. But apparently Baywatch has been.
Where?
And I think, isn't Baywatch, can't you see Baywatch here locally today? Doesn't it open today? Like a sneak peek kind of thing?
Maybe Kirk will review it.
Oh, I imagine he'll be on Friday. He's one of them.
That'd be hysterical if he did.
Baywatch, that'd be cool.
Which one? The Pirates one or the Baywatch?
No, Kirk at Baywatch.
That might be kind of funny.
You know, it'd be fun. It'd be fun to go see a movie with Kirk. Like if the four of us went in the theater, went with him, and we all went and saw one together.
I wonder if he's a talker or just a note taker. You know
maybe
what I mean?
It too.
Yeah, I imagine he can't.
We'll tell him what to watch. Nah, don't watch that. Don't do that.
How'd you like Showgirls back in the 90s?
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales is showing today.
Oh, okay.
That's going on. I don't see Baywatch, though. I thought Baywatch. Yeah, there it is. Baywatch today. Showtime's rated R. 11 a.m. We go this morning at 11. Let's go.
Woo, woo.
Nah, I'm
I think
not
we have a date.
Anyway, but what is going on with Hollywood? Why are they continuing to bring up these old shows, 80s, 90s kind of thing, And then it doesn't seem... The only one that seemed to work so far is the Fuller House over on Netflix.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
No.
Our Netflix... People loved it. People went crazy
really?
For it.
I but do. It's kind of continue. But see, it's the same characters. We got to think like a remake where they just totally... Like The Mummy, I think, with Tom Cruise is a remake of...
Is it really?
Who was
the
that
one
dude?
With Brendan
Fraser. Fraser.
Yes!
Wow.
It's not the remake of it, is it?
I think so.
See, I think it's...
I think it's remakes.
Yes,
like
I feel like The Mummy with Tom Cruise is just a redo. It's not a... It's like... The only thing it has in common with The Mummy with Brendan Fraser is there's a desert involved. and it's called The Mummy.
Okay.
Other than that...
You don't think it's a remake?
I don't think it's a remake. I don't think so. I mean, have you seen the previews for that? They're
no.
like nothing...
See, I thought the previews for Baywatch were pretty funny.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I usually don't go to R-rated movies, but I have a man crush on
funny.
The Rock. I love The Rock. I just do.
You need to go see it.
I want to, but I don't know if my schedule's going to work
how
out. And then it's getting crushed.
How do you feel about TV shows getting turned into movies? Are you okay with that?
If it's done well.
All right. Did you like A-Team, Dukes of Hazzard? Did you watch any of those?
No.
Yes. Okay. Both.
I liked A-Team. Actually, I liked both of them. I thought they were okay.
And I think I saw the movie, too, for A-Team, I think.
By the way, speaking of The Rock, you know, he hosted SNL, and and he's awesome. And on the show, him and Tom Hanks said that they're going to run for president, vice president in 2020. And now Ranker, hardlyknower.com, they actually did a survey to find out which celebrity most people would like to see in the Oval Office in 2020. Number one answer was... Not The Rock, but Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Hanks, so
oh,
they'd
sure.
have to flip that ticket. Hanks is number one. Second is Ellen DeGeneres. Hmm. Three, Morgan Freeman, who's 100.
He's been the president.
The Rock.
He's been God.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you got the God role, the president is such a step down. The Rock at four. Jon Stewart at five.
Okay.
Clint Eastwood, who's 100,
sure.
at six. Chuck Norris at seven.
Awesome.
Eight, Stephen Colbert. Nine, Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Okay.
Bill Nye the Science Guy. And 10, Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, that'd be a president who really partied.
That's interesting.
So anyway,
I do like Robert Downey
up,
Jr.
Paul. Yeah, he's a great actor.
He is.
I can't imagine he could lead, though. You know what I mean?
No, it would be a whole different kind of country if Robert Downey Jr.
Well, it's like people...
he's sobered up now, so...
The people, you know, they like the characters they play. Mm. They might not necessarily like the actor as a human being. Like,
right.
Like Katy Perry's. Okay?
Right.
Is she going to be any good as right now the sole judge on the reboot of American Idol after only a year? I don't know. She seems kind of goofy and quirky to me.
Well, she's spunky, though. Yeah, I mean, she's very... Yeah, I think she might be good.
Did you see her?
She's got a lot of personality and stuff.
Did you see her on Ellen last week?
Yeah, she was a little loopy.
High?
Yeah, or high.
Oh, she was.
One of the
other. She definitely was. So it's going to be interesting.
But Blake's usually schnockered when he's on The Voice.
When he's... Yeah, when he... In that cup, is that like straight bourbon? What is he drinking in that cup?
I don't know.
You don't know what's in there. And, you know, he's a country boy, and, you know, they like their drinking. You know, has he got a still in his dressing room and he just pops a little in there and he just. But that's why The Voice crushed American Idol because the judges had better chemistry and it was more entertaining and more fun to watch the judges as opposed to when Mariah Carey was on there and what's her fanny and they had their little wench fight.
Yeah, well.
You know, when what's her name was on there? The girl that was on the Billboard Music Awards.
Christina Aguilera?
Nope. She was on. No, she wasn't on that one. What's her name? Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Minaj.
She was on American Idol for a season.
Yeah.
And wasn't she with Mariah Carey? And they were having all kind of scraps.
Oh, well, that was past the point that I watched
that's
it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean,
yes.
It just got stupid. That's why The Voice is good. So if you know you like somebody because the characters they play, you don't really know them. But then when you see them on a show where they're supposed to be themselves. May
you're disappointed.
Work.
That's why you don't want to meet
work.
Them. You never want to meet your favorite celebrities because they can disappoint
don't
you.
The only caveat is when you meet me, you'll find that I'm friendly as hell.
Yes. Huh. And sexy if you're
given.
Over 50.
Mm-hmm. And you have bad eyesight. If you've had cataract surgery, then I'm not so sexy.
You're
but
smoking.
If you need cataract surgery and you meet me, you're like, wow, you are really good looking. Then you have the surgery and you're like, ooh.
objects in mirror are closer than they appear.
Yeah, mm-hmm. something like that. Mm.
But there are some actors, like, I will go see no matter what, even if I don't think I'll like the movie. Like Tom Hanks, if he's in the movie, I'll go see it.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Have you seen the Super Bowl
yet?
Did
you see his last one? Because yeah, it blew.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it yet, but I will.
You need to go see it because it didn't do well. And people
I'll probably
are like,
rent it.
How can can it, you know, how can Tom Hanks, you know.
I thought about going to see it, but I'm gonna, have I'm just going to rent it. But there are some actors like Tom Hanks that I will go, that I'll just see the movie no matter what, just because I like. And Will Smith is another one.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter what he's in.
Have you seen Concussion?
See
because we rented it.
I will now that you've seen it.
Oh, my gosh. It is so good. And it just makes me wonder when that Cortez Kennedy died. And the first thing I thought of was he's like 48 years old. I'm like, oh, CTE. Got it. First thing I thought of. Every time you hear an NFL player dies, it's the first thing I think of now.
But Giselle was wrong, according to the NFL. She was completely wrong.
Oh.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I was thinking about that because she said that Tom Hanks, mm-hmm. you know, has him every year. I don't think you're going to tell your wife that.
You don't think so?
No.
That's not the only person you can talk to?
No.
Hmm.
No, I don't think you're going to tell your wife that you think you have a. I mean, how often does your husband even tell you that he's sick and he should go to the doctor?
Do you think she was just
rarely.
Overstating it herself?
Because she wants him to quit.
Using the term loosely.
She wants him to retire. Yes. He's 40 and he's still playing, and I don't know. But she definitely caused him a headache by making the statement. You know, you can't do that. All right, coming up, Dove the Day, we have, how does this happen? This one's going to absolutely blow you away. But it is graduation season. We have our first open house a week from Saturday. We'll be going to my niece who graduated class of 2017. But if you graduated, this is for you.
Attention college graduates. Don't know how to spell or care? Unconcerned about nouns and verbs agreeing or even occurring in the same sentence? Then you should become a blogger. When you write a blog, you don't have to care about things like definitions or usage. After all, the people who will read your blog are just as inadequately educated as you. As a blogger, you won't make money, but that's okay. You're still living with your parents because you can't get a job. Not with an application letter that begins, "Dear Dude," spelled D-O-O-D. Connection, maybe? Be a blogger. Don't wait. Start using the World Wide Web to flaunt your squandered education today.
719, Denny Schaefer 4, Smokey's Barbecue Roadhouse. You know you're going to have a good meal. The moment you get to their parking lot, you open the door and the smell just overwhelms you. Try to calm down during this, Paul, that you yes, don't sir. Just try to all eat right. the microphone cover because I get you all ginned up here over at Smokey's Barbecue Roadhouse. Featuring mouth-watering ribs, pulled pork, and brisket so darn good, your eyes are going to roll to the back of your head. But don't let that happen. You got to see the great meal you're about to have. Freshest ingredients bought locally, no frozen foods. They make everything from scratch, from the salad dressing to the honey butter. And, oh, that honey butter and the bread is so, so good. Monday special, 8-ounce ribeye with baked potato, $9.99. They do a 2 for Tuesdays thing, so you go there on a Tuesday, dinner for two, pulled pork for under $20. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, prime rib dinner, $21.99 while it's available. And it just started yesterday. Bike nights at Smokey's every Wednesday all summer long starting at 6 o'clock. You can register for your chance to win an Indian motorcycle. So there's a lot happening at Smokey's Barbecue besides the darn best barbecue in Toledo. It's true. If you haven't tried it, you need to. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 2 to 6. Check them out on Facebook. Better yet, just drive over there. 2092 Woodville Road in Oregon. And when you go to Smokey's Barbecue Roadhouse, be sure to tell them Denny